Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Everybody needs to stand back. It is 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, and that can only mean one thing. That's right. Gentleman Greg Taylor, Granny Hulkster. Yes, it is the Greg Taylor Show. What is up, everybody? Granny Hulkster, how are you doing, little girl?
I am good, and you, I'm glad to be here as always. We got a big show tonight, fans. Going to be exciting. Got lots to talk about, lots to share about our upcoming show, June 13th for Arkansas Championship Wrestling. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of stuff to go over, so let's not waste any time. First off, ladies and gentlemen, tragedy has once again struck the world of professional wrestling. Women's Japanese wrestler Hana Kimura unfortunately passed away. And we just want to give a big shout out, thoughts and prayers to her family and friends. So we just want to do a mention that right off the top of the show. It's never a good thing when a professional wrestler, especially a professional wrestler only 22 years old, has a great future in front of them and passes away. So, once again, thoughts go out to Hana Kimura. For everything I've been reading, she was just a real pleasure to work with. Everybody that I've seen comments from just spoken cause. So she was really dedicated to the sport, and like I say, it was really a joy to be around and work with. So, once again, thoughts go out to her friends and family. The phone lines are open. We got a busy night ahead of us. The guest call-in number 563-999-3746. We got three guests, known guests. I mean, our phone lines are open, so anybody that wants to talk is more than welcome to call in. Coming up, we got Warren Powers. He's going to be on the show tonight, 8:30 into 8:30 time slot. We got one half of the ACW Tag Team Champions, Elijah Spark. He's a member of Trash and Bash Connection. He's going to be calling in. And once at 8:45, once again, SCW Heavyweight Champion Kirk Castle is going to be calling in. So let's go over a little some news and notes. Congratulations goes out to Cody Burns, as he is the new BCW champion. And I'm sure Granny Hulkster has some comments about that one, since Cody's one of her favorite people.
I've not ever gotten to see BCW, so I do know that it was a triple threat match that Cody was part of to win that belt last night at the Logan County Fairgrounds in Guthrie, Oklahoma. I mean, from what I understood, it was a great show. Lots of positive feedback on everything. I wish I would have gotten to see it. You know, I've always wanted to go to a BCW show. They had some really great talent there last night, from what I understand. So congratulations to Cody Burns.
So there we go. Once again, Cody Burns, he's going to be appearing June 13th right here at Arkansas Championship Wrestling as part of a big six-man tag match. Cody and Bobby Burns team up with El Rey as they take on the Trash and Bash Connection, Elijah Sparks and Marillo, as they are going to team up with the Mac Daddy of SmackDown. Former WWE superstar James Ellsworth is going to be coming to Arkansas Championship Wrestling on June 13th, and that's going to be exciting to see. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later. AEW had their pay-per-view last night, and I was, you know, even though that, you know, that once again they had to follow under the no crowd rules, it was actually a pretty decent show. I was very impressed with it. I mean, the main event saw Adam Page, Matt Hardy, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, as they defeated the team. There was one more in there. I can't remember who it was. But they defeated the team of Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, and Tito Hernandez and Ortiz. I mean, really, that was a fun match. I mean, Adam Page, he came riding in on a horse chasing down Sammy Guevara. I about laughed my butt off with that, you know, but really good. Brian Cage, former former Impact champion Brian Cage, he made his AEW debut last night as he was the mystery entrant in the big eight-man battle royal to earn, and he won it, and he's going to get a title shot against Jon Moxley at Fighter Fest. So really excited to see how that. Congratulations to Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes defeated Cody Rhodes won the inaugural AEW TNT Television Championship, if that's what you want to call it. Jon Moxley, he defeated Brody Lee to retain the AEW Championship. And Hikaru Shida, I think that's how she pronounces her name, defeated Nyla Rose to win the AEW Women's Championship. So a lot of interesting stuff, like I say, on the card. Be honest, I'm enjoying AEW more than I am WWE right now. I mean, I think the main reason is, like I've mentioned, like several times, is there's just a lot of wrestlers on there that I've never seen before, never really paid that much attention to. And, Kenny Omega is one crazy dude. I mean,
yeah,
he pulled off some moves last night that I was just in awe. The Young Bucks, I forget which one it was, did a moonsault, or not a moonsault. Yeah, it was a moonsault. Off of the goalpost onto the members of the Inner Circle. So that was interesting. And I'm anxious to see how everything gets back together once they are able to get back in front of a crowd, have crowds to feed off of, and all that great stuff. Like I say, Brian Cage, he won the big battle royal, and he's going to get that next title against Jon Moxley. There's guys on there that I've never heard before, but I'm sitting there thinking, where are these guys been? Luchasaurus, you know, this This is one big dude right there. And he was on there. Of course, you know, you have guys like Jake Hager, formerly of used to be in WWE. Of course, Matt Hardy. Everybody knows his history, his contributions to the sport. And then, I mean, the women's division is just awesome. I mean, they've got some girls in that women's division that can really go. And so I'm anxious to see what happens with the women's division and all that great stuff right there. What do you got, Granny Hulkster? You know, you always got some interesting tidbits.
You know,
I
didn't get to see the pay-per-view last night, unfortunately. I'd heard a lot of good things about it, though, you know. And I'm just ready. I'm, you know, getting psyched up for June 13th for Arkansas Championship Wrestling. I mean, I just can't wait. I'm actually coming up with a new idea, and we kind of touched on this last week. We were talking about that we thought it was maybe time for me to get a new granny shirt. And I have an idea. Well, and it did not come from me. It came from a very good friend of mine. But somebody messaged me on Facebook and said that my new shirt should say "The Legendary Granny Hulkster." I don't know. You know, just throwing ideas out there, fans, you know. So, but I thought, well, you know, that's a pretty good idea, you know, because there is only one of me, you know, around. So, you know, that would might be a pretty good idea. I don't know. You know, we're still working on some ideas. Don't know when I'll have it done, but, you know, we're working on it. So, see what happens.
Kind of working out the details. Yeah. I mean, June 13th is going to be a great show. I mean, you got four matches on this card that could main event any of the promotions that these guys wrestle with. You know, you got the ACW Heavyweight Championship. Dirty Jake taking on Brandon Groom. I mean, I can name you several promotions that would love to have that as their main event. And then you also have the inaugural TV championship, which is going to have Dusty Gold. And in that match, I don't have the card here in front of me, Granny Hulkster.
Well, let's see. We've got the North American Championship, Spike Lopez against former WWE superstar Eugene. The Gold match, of course. We've got Jake Durden's match with Brandon Groom. We've got, of course, we mentioned it earlier, the Trash and Bash Connection, former WWE superstar James Ellsworth versus the Texas Outlaws and El Rey. Plus, we've got five other matches scheduled for that night. And fans, it's also going to be a TV taping.
Yeah, that's right. Going to be a TV taping. We're going to get more information on that TV taping. When we do get that information, we will pass it on to you. We want fans to make up their signs. I mean, we really want this to be something. Okay.
And so, I saw something posted. I believe it was yesterday, Greg. There is going to be, let's talk about ticket prices here, $30 for the first four rows, VIP meet and greet. That gets you your ticket to the show, your front row seating within, you know, the four first rows are going to be VIP for seating, and you get an autographed picture of Eugene or James Ellsworth, plus you get your picture taken with them for the $30. Now, you have the $25 meet and greet, which entitles you to the pictures and the autograph picture and the picture with your phone, and also there is going to be released, and people can contact. And we'll have to get the number. I'll have to get the number here momentarily, but I read yesterday where there is going to be 100 tickets for general admission available.
Right.
For $10 for those that maybe don't want to do the meet and greet or might not be able to do the meet and greet. There's going to be 100 tickets available
right.
for $10 a piece for general admission.
Right. And let's make it clear on that, that the meet and greet is at 4 o'clock. Okay?
To 6:30.
The doors, like you say, for the regular 10 for the $10 seats, that opens at 6, and the show's scheduled to start around 7. So, really good stuff. And the money is going to a good organization, Shopping to Cop of Washington County.
Yeah.
And we it was Kirk Castle, I believe, mentioned it on the last show, that this the money from this going to be donated to Shopping Cop to help out the underprivileged
kids.
Part
of the proceeds.
Part of the proceeds. And help out the kids that normally don't have a good Christmas. You know, they sign up for the Shop program, and then they get all the kids together. They take them to Walmart. They get to have police officers and sheriff's deputies actually go shopping with the kids. So a portion of the proceeds from this show is going to be donated to the Shopping to Cop program, and I think that's a really good chunk of monkey right there. All right, we're going to step away for a quick commercial, and then we have our call-in guest, and everybody stay tight, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back here in about 2 minutes right here on Greg Taylor Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Pro Wrestling returns to Northwest Arkansas as Arkansas Championship Wrestling presents Proving Grounds, Saturday, June 13th in Greenland, Arkansas at the Greenland Community Center. 9 big matches on the card, including 6-man tag action featuring former WWE superstar, the Mac Daddy of SmackDown, James Ellsworth, as he teams up with the ACW Tag Team Champions Trash and Bash Connection, Elijah Sparks and Murillo, as they take on the Texas Outlaws, Cody and Bobby Burns, and their partner, El Rey. For the inaugural ACW TV Championship, Dusty Gold will take on Demon Treska. For the ACW North America Championship, Spike Lopez will defend his title against former WWE superstar Eugene. And for the ACW Heavyweight Championship, current champion Dirty Jake Dearden will defend his title against former champion Brandon Groom. Also scheduled to appear, SCW Heavyweight Champion Kirk Castle, the ACW debut of Samedi, Hand Run Gun, Graham Bell, and many, many more. A meet and greet with James Ellsworth and Eugene will start at 4 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Matches start at 7 p.m. For ticket information, call 479-435-4248. Once again, Arkansas Championship Wrestling, June 13th in Greenland, Arkansas at the Greenland Community Center. And as always, be there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. That's the card. You heard about it. It is coming. That guy gets Bill happy. Just a few weeks away, ladies and gentlemen. So don't waste any time. Get your tickets right now. Grady Hulkster, before we came on the air, you were talking that you are now one of the ticket vendors And
yes,
if people
yes,
need
I am.
Tickets for
I
the
will
show,
be.
They can get.
I will be getting tickets. I will be getting tickets from Dwayne Huckaba on, I think, believe Tuesday. He said he was going to get with me and get me some tickets, some posters put around at town. So if anybody needs tickets, they can message me on Facebook and, or they can call me at 479-287-9912 for tickets. And, you know, we're just going to make this a really good show. I mean, you know, we, and of course, we are following the guidelines, you know, within the social distancing thing. We have to, you know, to keep everybody safe. So, you know, we hope that that this will, and I'm sure this will be a great turnout because, you know, it's been very difficult. I know BPW got to have their wrestling show in Guthrie, Oklahoma last night. So, you know, we are doing what we can, you know, to get wrestling back. Because I know I have missed it, and I'm sure many of the other fans have missed it as well. So, I, like I said, I can't wait for June 13th. It's going to be exciting.
It is going to be fun. All right. On the phone lines, joining us right now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been excited about getting to talk to this young man. We've been communicating back and forth on the Facebook and Twitters and all that fun stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Greg Taylor Show, Mr. Warren Powers.
Hey, Greg.
Are you there, Warren?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Greg.
Can you hear
me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hey, how's
yes,
it going,
sir?
Man? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to talk
to
you. We got Grady Holster on the line.
We're excited to have you.
How's it going, Granny Holster? It's been a minute.
Yes, it's been a while, so we're excited to have you. Glad you could join us tonight.
Me too. It's my first time doing something like this, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, we're going to make a veteran out of you. I mean,
that's right.
It's all right. So, Warren, I know you are. I don't know if they are scheduled to wrestle, but I've been hearing word that you are going to be at Greenland on June 13th. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mr. Huckaba contacted me, and he has me booked for the show. He just didn't really give me any information regarding what I will be doing exactly. But, I mean, the card is jam-packed with talent already, so I'm just glad I get to be there for the experience and do whatever he has planned for me.
Right. I know everybody around here is excited. The board of directors are excited about it. I mean, Granny Hulkster is excited about it. I'm excited about it. Now, when we were talking the other night, you were talking about you are going to be taking place in a tournament for the SC. Is it a number one contenders tournament for the SCW championship?
Yes, sir. It's a number one contenders tournament to find out who will get a shot for the heavyweight title.
Right, and that title currently held by Kirk Castle.
Yes, sir.
And kind of give us some background on you there. I know there's a lot of people out there listening that don't know much about Warren Powers. Kind of give us a little bit of a history on you and kind of introduce us to Warren Powers.
I was born in Detroit, and so I always grew up watching WCW because it was pretty impactful in my area, and watching WWE as a kid in the 2000s. So it ended up just being a childhood dream for me that I wanted to pursue and never knew how. I got the chance back at the end or the beginning of 2019 last year with Brandon Groom over in BPW Wrestling in Bristow, Oklahoma. He trained me and got me to where I am today. He's about on just every card that I'm on. And so just getting to be under a guy's wing that's just been through every aspect of the business has been really important in such a young part of my career. And just, I don't know, the support I get from some of the vets as far as me hustling a lot and doing more than what's expected of me at such an early stage is also really helping out so far.
Right. And I
That's awesome.
I did not know Brandon until I started working with ACW, and he just really seems like a sincere guy. He's willing to help out new guys coming into the business, as also working with vets, you know, kind of helping hone their game even better than what it already is.
Yeah, and that's just the thing about Brandon Groom. He is just a freak of nature when it comes to athletics and physicality. And just having someone like that be a father figure to me in wrestling and still have my back, even in such a I would say close-knit connection kind of business. It's really good to have a guy like Brandon Groom on your side.
So I'm going to ask you this question because it's a question I've been asking all the wrestlers I've been talking to. In this time of this coronavirus lockdown, what have you been doing to kind of keep the edge, keep yourself in shape, kind of let that window of just what you've been doing to keep yourself motivated and to go when those doors do open?
Funny you mentioned that. I've actually been hanging out with a lot of the neighborhood kids around my new neighborhood in Norman that I just moved to. My little brother is about 12 or 13, and he's always running around playing games, doing sports with his friends. So I just try to accompany them to make sure everything's all good and it keeps me in shape. I started playing basketball when everything reopened up. That's one of my favorite sports, so it's always good to be able to keep that under your belt as far as capability in sports. And it's been hard to actually go and hit weights and go work out because of all the closings, but getting able to do anything physical when you can is pretty important.
Right, right. I definitely understand. Well, Warren, once again, you know, I look forward to meeting you in person on the June ACW show. I know it's going to be exciting. I mean, I wish you all the best in your future into sport. And so, Granny Hulkster, do you have any comments or questions for Mr. Powers?
No, I mean, you've covered pretty much everything, you know, that I was thinking about asking. I'm just excited that he's going to be there in attendance for June 13th. And like I said, I'm just excited so much for the show. It's going to be an awesome night of wrestling, lots of great talent. I just can't wait, so...
Definitely going to be excited. I a lot of my family comes from that Greenland community, and so I know I've been talking to a lot of them about, hey guys, we got this show coming up down here. So I know I've been doing my part with the people I have connections with just to help put this show over the moon. Warren, before I let you get off here, is there anybody out there you want to give a shout out or a hello to while we got you on the line?
Yeah, shout out to my training partner and current BPW champion, Derek James. He's got a title defense this weekend, and I'm sure the weekend after that. That kid has been like a brother to me and has helped me in every aspect of wrestling, and it's just made me a better person in general. So I just wish him the best of luck, and I can't wait to see him again in the ring.
Awesome.
All right, Warren. Well, Warren.
Thanks, Warren.
You know, the phone lines are open, so anytime you got something coming up you want to let the fans know about, just feel free to call in. This is open to everybody, so just feel free to call in anytime.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Greg.
All right, Warren. Good to see you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Warren Powers. I mean, the phone lines are just hopping. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring on to the show. He is one half of the ACW Tag Team Champions. ladies and gentlemen, one half the Trash and Bash Connection, make the noise for Elijah Sparks.
Hey, Elijah.
Sparks, what's going on, my man?
Are we there?
Elijah.
Oh, I hear something in the background, but...
Hold on.
I wonder if he's having phone issues.
Hello.
Hello. You got Elijah Sparks here, brother.
Who we...
Woohoo!
There's Elijah. One half of the ACW Tag Team Champions Trash and Bash Connection. How is Mr. Sparks doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, my friend. I appreciate you for having me on your show. It's always good to talk to you, and always great to talk to Miss Granny Hulkster. You know, she's always been, gosh, ever since I've been around anybody, she's always been supportive in whatever I've done or whatever any of the boys have done in the back. So she's always, great to just really a pleasure to be on your show, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Now, let's not waste any time. Let's jump head first in here. You and Murillo on the last ACW show defeated Cody and Bobby Burns to become tag team champions. Congratulations on that. Now, when we're in the new startup after the virus layoff, you are going to be teaming up with former WWE superstar, the Mac Daddy of SmackDown, James Ellsworth, taking on the Texas Outlaws and their partner, El Rey.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a very exciting match. I know that the Texas Outlaws, they're really good in the ring. You know, you got Bobby Burns. He likes to run his mouth a lot. I mean, nothing new to him. I mean,
that's an understatement.
You see, I was really debating on getting on here. I didn't want to cause any kind of trouble with it or anything like that. But, I decided to listen in because a little birdie told me, hey, check out this last interview that he was on there. So I listened to him and heard how he says he's going to just whip us down and beat us and eventually get his tag titles back. He says we stole them, which I don't understand how we stole them if we got a recount pin. that gets to me, but that's okay because, Bobby, this message is for you. Come Saturday, June 13th in Greenland, Arkansas, at the Greenland Community Center. You can laugh and do all the jokes you want to do, but at the end of the night, we're going to find out who has the last laugh. That's what I have to say about that to him.
Wow.
That's right.
I think that's a good response to the challenge that Bobby and Cody made last week, referring to the Trash and Bash Connection. So I well done, Elijah, well done, because, Granny's in your all's corner. I mean, no doubt about it. Granny's in your all's corner. So,
I might talk to the board of directors myself and see if we can't get you to come out there and be a part of our corner, come out with us during our entrance or something like that. Hopefully we can see if we can get something like that worked out.
Well, that would be awesome. I would be very honored and privileged to be able to do that for you all. So that would be a true honor. So,
And I know he was talking about how Morello kind of gave him a little red spot on top of his head with hitting him with a chair. Now, Bobby, that's only because you hit me two times with that cowbell. And the referee may have not seen it. He got knocked out. That's fine. But, you see, we just wanted to return the favor by giving you a little bit of the taste of the medicine, per se. So, nothing personal, but, my partner wanted to make sure I was okay, and he was willing to do what we had to do. And, you know, and I know the fans of Arkansas were really wanting new tag team champions, and I know, you know, and another thing that got to me, too, is he said that he's got a, they've got a bunch of fans that's cheering for him. Well, I mean, I was at that last show, and I didn't hear anybody, you know, really voting for them to win. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, you know, everybody was kind of, you know,
I don't
on your
own
side, so, you know.
But, yeah, if y'all got any questions for me, you're more than welcome to ask me. You know, I'll answer them the best I can, guys.
Well, now this is, you all have the target on your backs now, being the tag team champions, and naturally, the first got the guys that are already chirping, and because they do have a rematch clause, is Cody and Bobby, and you know they're going to be coming at you to get that, get those belts back once we get a 6-man tag match out of the way. So I mean, I know you guys are ready, but how do you mentally get ready knowing these guys are coming?
You know, I was talking to Trilla the other day about it. I was getting his intake on it. He, you know, he's ready to go. I mean, you know, we're going to be fighting champions. We're not going to be those guys that's like, well, you know, we're not going to defend them because we got them. No, we're going to go out there and defend them to whoever we have to, because we want to prove that, you know, we can fit in with guys like former WWE star James Ellsworth. We, you know, we got something to prove. You know, I don't know if that's how the Outlaws take it. You know, I know Bobby, I know it's time for him to probably step aside and let us young bucks do what we do best, you know. And I know Cody, he's got all the potential in the world, but he let his dad, you know, hold him back, I think. But I know whenever that time comes when we have to defend those titles against them for that rematch, you know, we're ready, guys. We're ready. But we'll be ready. I can guarantee you this. You know, and then once we move on and defeat them once again, we'll be ready for new tag teams to come in and, you know, build up ACW, because ACW is a great place to wrestle. You know, ever since I've stepped foot in there, it's been great. You know, ACW board of directors, they're awesome. I know you're part of that yourself, Greg. But yeah, we'll be ready for them, man.
Well, I know that I know Granny Hulk. Go ahead, Granny Hulkster.
No, I was just saying, you know, we've been telling the fans to get those posters done and ready for, because it's going to be a TV taping. I mean, how exciting is that? I mean, you know, what a better way than to start off our very first show again after this virus thing that everybody's been dealing with for so long. I mean, what a better way than to have a TV taping to kick off our first night back. I mean, I'm excited about that.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I know. I'm excited about it, too. I'm excited about it, too. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm excited about it, too, because I just feel that ACW just has the potential to be one of the good wrestling promotions here in Arkansas, and with guys like Elijah Murillo, Brandon Groom, Texas Outlaws, El Rey, Hand Run Gun. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The talent that's in that dressing room, I think ACW is going to be unstoppable.
Oh yeah. It's got all the potential in the world, and you know, it's felt like a home for me ever since I've stepped foot in. You know, been joined with open arms with the board of directors, Granny Hulkster, as always. You know, it's a great place to be. You know, and I know the ACW board of directors are doing all they can to get new talent in as much as possible. You know, yeah.
Well, all right, Elijah, before we let you go, Is there anybody out there you want to say hello to or give a shout out to?
If you're cool, I'll shout out some of my social medias if anybody wants to check them out.
Sure, go ahead.
No, go right ahead. I mean,
all righty, I've got a few. Check me out on Facebook. I got a fan page. It's Elijah Sparks. Instagram is Elijah Sparks. I got a TikTok, which is it's been really fun doing that. So you guys can check me out on TikTok at Elijah_Sparks8. Check that out. I've got a Twitter. It's Elijah Sparks. So check me out on all of my social medias, guys. And like I said, I appreciate you guys for taking the time and letting me be on the show. And, can't wait to be there and see all the wonderful fans of ACW on June. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on, Elijah. We appreciate you.
All right, Elijah. There you go.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, one half of the tag team champions, Elijah Sparks. It sounds like these guys are pumped and excited, even though the Outlaws have a size and weight advantage. These guys are not backing down. So, they're going to have James Ellsworth in their corner. So, anxious to see how that match turns out. Who do we got calling in? 630 phone number. Or who we got here?
Who do you think it is, moron?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. And it's time I get called a moron, it's got to be one of the Outlaws.
Right on, man. You know, I had to sit here and listen to that Elijah Wimp boy sit here and cut me down, talk me down, and run me down. But, you know, I don't care because, I mean, look at him. He's a punk. He's 110 pounds, soaking wet, behind the ear, green punk. He will find out the 13th that we didn't come there to play. We didn't come there to win. We come there to hurt them. And that's what we're going to do.
Right.
Wow.
Now, I want to throw this out there. Bobby's loaded tonight. He's ready. Now, I want to throw this out there. I'm sure you're a proud papa tonight. Your son, Cody, went to BCW and walked out with the title. So I'm sure you're a proud daddy about that.
That's right. Cody went out there and showed them who is the boss and where it's at. He has been after that title for a good year down there with BCW. But, BCW people don't really like Texans. So they just kept pushing us in the back, pushing us in the back, pushing us in the back. And then finally Cody got his title shot, and he whooped that old boy like a redheaded stepchild. So now we got another belt hanging up in the Hall of Belts here at the house.
Right. And I know if you have anything to say about it, you and Cody have anything to do about it, here before too long, you're going to get those tag titles in that Hall of Belts.
Well, it's already been there, what, one or two times? I don't remember. But anyway, no problem. As I said, we'll take the belts just because it will come with it. But we're going back this time, not really for the belts. We're going for blood. They got first blood. We will get second.
Right, because if everybody remembers correct, you kind of got your cranium smacked open with a chair at the last show.
I did, and I have no complaints about it. It was a good move. He caught me off guard, and wham, great shot. But, he's going to wish that never happened.
Right. Now, Granny, you're being awful quiet back there.
Oh, well, I'm just sitting here listening because after those remarks that he said that I couldn't keep my mouth shut for 10 minutes last week and I proved him wrong, like I do a lot of times, I mean, scared of this man. We, you know, Bobby Burns and I have a history, folks. You know, I mean, I remember the first time I met this person. We were at a wrestling show, and I had an Arkansas Razorback shirt on, and he flipped his little Texas flag in my face, and I just happened to stand up and just woo pig suey right back in his face. I don't think he knew what to expect, Greg. And that's where the history began, folks, between me and crybaby Bobby Burns. And he'll tell you, he'll get in the ring and he'll get mad and he'll shake that ring rope and says, "Oh, I'm not a crybaby." Well, I know differently.
Are you done now?
I'm staying out of this one.
I have got nothing else to say. Can you breathe through your nose, please, and keep your lips together?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I bet. And, you know, Greg, I want you to run the thing back from last week or whenever it was. I don't think not once did she ever not talk within the 10-minute time period. I mean, just to be honest and truthful, I think she's wrong. I think you are mistaken there, Granny Hulkster, because that's impossible for you to keep your mouth shut and not scream, yell, or make some sort of unruly sound. You just can't do it. But yeah, you are right. That was where we met years ago. I mean, golly, I don't even know if Granny was using dye in her hair yet.
No comment, Granny?
You know, I don't think she's going to comment. I think she's going to try to show everybody that she can wait 10 minutes, but. Which I don't really care. I mean, Granny,
well, Bobby,
if you want to say something, hon, go right ahead.
Well, okay. When you mentioned about dyeing my hair, I have never dyed my hair, ever dyed my hair, and don't ever plan on dyeing my hair. Thank you very much. I am proud of my hair color. My hair color is natural as my curl is. So there. No. In all kidding aside, fans, I love being able to do what I do, give these bad guys grief, because if it wasn't for fans giving these guys grief, whether you like them or you hate them, the more you cheer, the more you boo, the more you holler, the harder these guys are going to work for the fans. Because that's what it's all about, is giving the fans what they want to see. Am I right, Bobby?
Well, bless your little dyed hair pea picker, I swear. I'll go with that.
So,
well, Bobby, as always, it's fun having you on the show. Go ahead, Granny Hulkster.
No, I was just going to say, does he have any comments that he would like to make about the big six-man tag team match June 13th?
Well, you know, I mean, it's cut and dry. You know, we're going to go out there. We don't care if we win, lose, draw, or whatever. We're going to go out there just to beat the living you-know-what out of you-know-who. And that's it. We're going to hurt them, and I do mean hurt them. And if the WWE superstar nobody guy wants to get in the way, heck, I'll hurt him too. You know, that Elijah, whatever he is, guy, that little wimp, he said I was getting old. And now, I mean, sure, that's true. And he said that it was time for me to sit over and let the young guys in. Well, that's probably true, too. But you know what? I'm not going to do it. As long as they keep sending me punks like him, I'll just kick their butt and send them to the side and make them sit out there in the woodshed and think about it a while. That's what I got to say about the 13th.
Well, all right.
Wow.
Well, Bobby, as always, it's a pleasure. Pleasure having you call in, Bobby. Look forward to seeing you on the 13th. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, well, actually, I called in just to listen to the little wimp guy. I didn't really know you were going to call me out, but, oh, well, I don't mind. I don't mind putting in a word or two.
Well, all right. Well, Bobby Burns, good to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, Bobby.
One half of the Texas Outlaws, Mr. Bobby Burns. All right. It's been a fun show tonight. All right. We got another caller.
It's been very interesting.
501 area code. Is this Kirk Castle?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Kirk.
Hey, how you doing, Granny?
I'm good. And you?
I'm pretty good. Not too bad.
No,
good to have you back on again.
Kirk sent me a message.
Say what? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
That's what I was going to say. I know Kirk sent me a message earlier in the week that he wanted to come back on the show again. And, you know, like I mentioned before, that's what this show is about, for the wrestlers to promote themselves, talk about their upcoming events. So, well, Kirk, you're welcome to call in here anytime you want.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And let me say something real quick here. When you got Bobby Burns calling in here, okay, taking up. Okay, so how much time did he take up of mine? Because I might have to talk to him about that.
Probably about.
Well, you got all the time
minutes.
You need.
Probably about 8 minutes.
Oh, well,
minutes.
Thank you.
You got all the time
that.
In
about
the world.
Minutes.
You got about all the time in the world you want, Kirk. So,
awesome.
Not a problem.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, honestly, I've talked to Bobby Burns and I've seen what he can do in the ring. And honestly, for his age, you know, ripe old age of 95, he's not bad. But when he starts talking to Granny, now me and Granny are friends, you know, and when he starts talking to her like that, well, that kind of makes you mad. So I might have to talk to him about, you know, getting the Hulkster a little bit better, the Granny Hulkster. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we have our history, Kirk. We certainly do. I mean, Bobby and I have gone round and round and round at different wrestling shows over the past several years. But, you know, like I said, I'm not afraid of him. If I
well,
can stand
good.
In his face and call him Crybaby Bobby to his face, like I've done for many years, I mean.
Right.
But I do appreciate you
sticking up for
me, Kurt. I really do, because, you know, I try to tell everybody, you know, and I've said this on other podcasts, because there's one podcast that I listen to every Wednesday night, and one night they had me on, and I made the statement, everybody loves Granny. And they actually used part of that line in their opening segment.
Oh, cool.
Before the show starts every Wednesday night. So, you know, I mean, everybody, I mean, even the bad guys love me. They just don't want to admit it. You know, they're afraid to admit it. And I don't know why, you know. Everybody's saying
yep.
Granny needs to turn heel. That's not going to happen. But this time, my friend, is about you, sir. And so the floor is yours. So take it away.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, as Greg was saying, love the show so much. Just had to call back and see what was up. Little update on me. First week back in the ring. After the outbreak, let me tell you, the soreness is real, but hey, I still got it. So, so good to know I didn't lose any of the in-ring skills. Just got a little bit of the ring rust off, and that was awesome to get back there and to be in the great sport of wrestling again and just to be in the ring and to train and just be inside the ring again. It was just incredible. Just awesome. And I look forward to June 13th when the ACW puts on one of the best shows, I think, of the year. And so that's going to be incredible. So.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I know a lot of people are talking about it. And, you know, like you said, Kirk, you know, going to take a little time. I don't know what the longest time you've taken off between matches, but I'm sure this is probably pretty close. So it's going to take a little while to get the ring rust off and to get the juices flowing like they were and everything. And now we had Warren Powers call in earlier, and I know that he was mentioning that they got a big, I'm not sure what show it's on, but they got a big battle royal going to be coming up to name a new number one contender for your title.
Yeah, that show is actually a tournament. So that event's going to be, I want to say it's June 27th, so the last Saturday of June. And, yeah, he was a late entrant into that. So when I saw his face on the roster for that show, I was like, man, that's going to be good. I've seen the guy in the ring. He can really, you know, he can wrestle good. He can perform. And so excited to see him. But, yeah, that is for the number one contender spot for the SCW, that's South Central Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, out of Mountain Pine. So that's going to be a heck of an event too.
Right. And then, of course, you're going to be right back here June 13th. As ACW presents Proving Grounds, kind of the restart, you know. Now, there's the new buzz because they just signed a TV deal, so this thing's actually going to be broadcast, you know. So kind of give us an opinion on that, because I know that gives an extra edge when you know that there's going to be people outside of who's actually in the arena going to be seeing this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's honestly, you know, TV, obviously TV is it's a big deal. You know, you say you're on TV, that's the next level. It's not, you know, well, I wrestle sometimes. I'm on television, and there's a reason I'm on television. It's because I'm a good wrestler. You know what I mean? So when you start putting stuff on TV like that, it really gets your promotion out there. It gets your wrestlers out there. It just does good service for everybody, really. It's a big step in the right direction. And when you talk about a company like Arkansas Championship Wrestling, they need that. They deserve that, because it's one of those companies that go somewhere. You know, a lot like South Central Wrestling, it's going somewhere. These wrestlers that are coming to these promotions, they're not just nobodies. There's people that are going somewhere, and I think that's one of the main reasons that I love Arkansas Championship so much, is the people that come in there, the opportunities that are there, the fans that we get to meet, and now you got television added to it on top of that, and so that's just incredible when you think about that, because the opportunities and the benefits from that are pretty much endless when you think about it.
Oh, exactly, and you hit it exactly on the head, because, you know, it's going to be not only the promotion, but it's going to be helping promote some of the best wrestlers on the independent wrestling scene that I've seen in a long time. And I know Granny Hulkster can vouch for my experience. I've seen a lot of wrestling in my day.
Yes.
And so For something like this to be taking place, that's just totally awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, all right.
So what?
Well, once again, I appreciate you calling. Oh, go ahead, Granny Hulkster. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask his opinion. How do you think the match is going to go between the Texas Outlaws and El Rey versus the Trash and Bash Connection and James Ellsworth? How do you think, what's your opinion about that match?
Well, you know, I haven't been in the ring with any of those guys except for El Rey. And let me tell you something, that man, he took me to the absolute limit. I've never been in the ring with somebody like that he just won't stay down when it comes to putting it into words simply. He won't quit and he won't stay down. So I think that and then you've got him paired with the Texas Outlaws against the James Ellsworth, I believe, in the Trash and Bass connection. Those guys, they have a tough battle ahead of them. Honestly, at this point, I'm not sure. I'm not going to throw any cards out on the table. At this point, I'm just going to say may the better team win. I really can't speak from experience, like I said, but I know that Elray is one bad dude, and let me tell you something. He don't play. He don't come to play. When he's in the ring with you, he came to win, and he's going to do it by all means necessary. And I hope that those guys that are facing him and the Texas Outlaws, that they bring most importantly a strong work ethic and discipline, but also, I really hope they bring their resilience as well, because they're definitely going to need that. Because at the end of the day, those guys are going to be hard to put down, and it's going to be one of those battles that if they win, they're going to walk out and be like, man, we knew we were in a battle. We knew it was going to be a battle, and we overcame that battle. If they win, that's what they're going to be saying. But either way, they're going to know that they were in a war. That's plain and simple.
Well, that's awesome. Did you have a shout-out you'd like to give to anybody or anything?
Not really. To be honest, I need to be promoting this podcast more because you guys are awesome. This is a great podcast. This is one of the best podcasts that I have been a part of. And I will say this, and honestly, a lot of people don't understand this, but I'm sure you guys will, and everyone who's done podcasts before. Smoothness of a podcast is very, very important. When everyone's trying to talk at once, it can be hard to communicate, but this podcast is run perfectly. You guys do an excellent job, and so thank you, thank you, thank you. And from now on, it's going to be definitely promoted on my end for sure.
Well, thank you for those kind words.
Well, hey, Kirk. Yes, we definitely appreciate that. And like I say, anytime, whether it's ACW, SCW, anybody, anywhere you're wrestling, you want to come in, promote your match, talk about your matches, you know, you always got an open line right here.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. SCW champion Kirk Castle right here on the Greg Taylor Show. I sent a message while Kirk Castle was talking. I sent a text message to somebody and trying to get him to call in because I know he has a big match coming up on the June 13th show. And that is Spike Lopez. So I'm hoping to Spike will call in here because I actually set the show up for 2 hours tonight because I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time for everybody to talk about what they wanted to talk about. And so let's see here. I don't have his phone number listed. Poo-poo. So anyway, I hope that Spike, hello Spike, I'm gonna send him another message.
Yes, fans, we are gonna try to get our the owner on the show with us in the next couple weeks or so, Dwayne Huckabee. Try to get him on and let him share his insight about ACW and the June 13th show coming up. And like I said, it's just going to be an amazing night of wrestling. I just can't wait. I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
Okay. I just got a message from Spike. He's kind of busy right now, so he's not going to be able to call in at this time. But we are going to work on getting Spike Lopez on the show. He says, give him a heads up next time. All right. No worries. So we're going to try to get Spike on the show next week because, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we just got a few weeks left. Hold on. Hey, Siri.
Good evening.
How many days until June 13th?
Yeah, I mean, we're like a couple
weeks
out. I mean,
20 days, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get pumped, and it's going to be exciting. And like I say, now we got Granny Hulkster going to be selling tickets, and then we got our other ticket outlet. And what did I do with that phone number? Oh, there it is. I'm just kind of all over the place tonight. 435-4248 is one of our phone numbers. And then, of course, you got Granny Hulkster. Granny Hulkster, go ahead and give them your phone number one more time so they can get tickets.
479-287-9912, or you can message me on Facebook. Lori Burt is my real name on my Facebook page, but it also has Granny Hulkster in parentheses. So if you have any questions, you can message me about the June 13th show. They're going to let me start helping sell tickets as well and for these events. And so being that I am so close to the Greenland area, you know, I'm excited about it. So
you're president of the fan club. Now you're pimping tickets.
Yes.
What don't you do, Granny Hulks? What
well,
don't you do?
Well, I mean, I do just a little bit about everything. I mean, I think since I've retired from my full-time employment, I think I'm actually busier now doing other things than what I did when I actually worked. So, you know, but that's okay, you know, it keeps me busy, it keeps me motivated, you know, keeps me going.
Right, I understand that. Granny Hulkster, guess what I got? Finally got hanging on my wall.
What did you finally get hanging on your wall? Probably the picture that I got for you of Jerry Lawler here a while back.
My picture of Jerry the King Lawler that you got for me. I got hanging right here on the wall next to my picture of Macho Man Savage. Matter of fact, Jerry is right between Macho Man Randy Savage and The Rock. So
wow.
he's right
That's
there
awesome.
Between those two.
Wow.
All right, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it has been an awesome night here on the Greg Taylor Show. Go ahead, feel free to look Greg Taylor up on Blog Talk Radio. You can go into the archives and any of our previous shows, you can go back in and listen to them. There's no fee for it. And just help the show grow. If you're a business owner there and you want to do some advertising, because we're not just local, we're around the world. I mean, anybody with a laptop anywhere on the planet Earth can listen to the Greg Taylor Show, and that's just more business exposure opportunities for your business. So if you are a business owner, feel free to call the offices of the Greg Taylor Show, 267-1843. Area 479-267-1843, and jump on advertising packages. And I think that's it, Granny Hulkster. I think we're going to get out of here. You have a great week.
You do the same.
So I'm going to try to have a great week. And I know the weather is not to be the greatest, but we'll persevere and survive. So
and also,
everybody,
Greg, let's remember, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend. Let's remember
right.
our fallen veterans, you know, that have, you know, fought for our country, fought for our freedom. You know, we need to remember them this weekend. I know your father was military.
Remember.
My father was military.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, I'm going to take some flowers down to National Cemetery where my daddy's buried, and leave some flowers on him and Mama's grave. And so I just encourage everybody to do the same. I mean, it's a great country we live in, and we got some awesomes that we get to enjoy. And June 13th just going to be another perfect example of that. So, Randy Hulkster, until next Sunday, 8 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio. We will talk to everybody later. See ya.
Bye-bye.